Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, speaking with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson, and we're recording this interview on Thursday, March the 11th. Now, if this pandemic wasn't taking place and it was a normal IHSA calendar year, today would be the first day of the state basketball tournament with the four class determining and crowning all state champs the same weekend. So that would have been the first for that here this year. And, of course, the state tournament was going to be played at the State Farm Center in Champaign. But the pandemic happened. But if it was a normal year, we'd be getting ready for kind of a new era of IHSA basketball in Illinois. We'll have to wait, I guess, until next year.
Yeah, we will, unfortunately. Yeah, I was driving today thinking, yeah, how things could be much different if we're all nestled in State Farm Center for really, you know, we had played that up before the pandemic hit of really creating some excitement with the new venue, new location in Champaign, or kind of returning back home to Champaign. And unfortunately, we will. We're going to have to wait a year and look forward to when we can all be there in person to enjoy it.
Well, I, you know, talking to you and thinking about the IHSA staff, trying to compare and contrast this school year, when you talk about kind of the first half of the school year, you know, there were some limited opportunities for sports. You know, I know cross country and, you know, sports like golf were able to do some things. But then, you know, after that wrapped up, we were waiting here basically until late January when the surprise announcement was made that the state was going to allow, you know, high-risk sports to be played, and then boom, you know, everything happening basically from late January to the middle portion of June. Can you kind of compare and contrast the two halves of the school year? Man, what an adjustment.
Yeah, it's been an incredible adjustment, and I'm frankly thankful that we've seen this progression, especially on behalf of our student athletes, that, you know, we've been able to, even though it's shortened and truncated, been able to create sports seasons for all of our sports, much different, of course, and but it is exciting that, you know, we had some limited activities, as you mentioned, in the fall, and then we hit that period where we were headed indoors and hoping to conduct winter sports, and IDPH, you know, really put a hold on that. But the progression since that January timeframe has been welcomed, of course, from us as an association and our member schools. And we're really excited about what the remaining part of this school year will allow for us and our schools, student athletes in particular, to showcase their talents.
And I know that the big story kind of this week is in regards to spectator attendance for outdoor sports. You know, in the indoor sports, still limited to basically 50 spectators. But now for outdoor sports like football, which will start playing games next week, it's 20% of the venue capacity. So you got a little more leeway there. And I know people are hoping maybe you'll get even more leeway kind of as the season progresses. But what do you think that means, that announcement, at least getting, you know, some more fans to some of these events?
Well, I think it means a lot to our schools, to our students, you know, to have a bigger fan base there supporting them. I know when we were limited in the indoors, and still are, the indoor spectators at schools just went to, you know, generally a home crowd and little to no visitors being supported with in-person attendance and spectators. So I think this will create opportunities to now have fans from both sides and to get it closer to, you know, the experience that I think our student athletes will be able to return and recognize the past experiences of having more students there, classmates there to support them, families, of course, and then, you know, spectators from both schools. And hopefully that's what our schools will work out while understanding there are still some limits that experience, now that we're headed outdoors, can be ramped up and again, seen by more people. So that's a real positive.
And then, you know, Craig, kind of quantifying 20% capacity of the venue, and we were talking a little bit off the air, and I know that that's kind of being left up to the local districts to determine what that is. But I mean, from a definition standpoint, is that, you know, basically you're talking about seated capacity, you know, bleacher space, and not, you know, hey, here's open space and it's 20% of that. I mean, it's basically the local district's going to have to interpret that. But I mean, long story short, that definition is probably seated capacity.
Yes, that's our understanding. Is it has to be a 20% of the seated available seating capacity that a school venue might have. And as we've often seen for some of our sports, you know, baseball, softball in particular, you know, there's generally people and spectators that bring chairs, lawn chairs, to find their seating down a foul line one direction or the other. But it is our understanding that the limits will be based upon the spectator seating that's available at the particular venue. So our schools will work within that and you know, rightfully designate, you know, how many and who they're going to allow to attend. So there's more work to do, of course, in that, but it is a welcomed, and like you mentioned previously, we hope that, you know, as we continue to do it safely and show IDPH that our schools can conduct this safely without significant spread in our communities, that there may be consideration for, you know, an expansion of that percentage when they deem it appropriate. So all that is trending in the right direction, and we're excited about that.
All right. The other big announcement, you know, the IHSA announcing that there will be state tournament series basically in this traditional spring sports that didn't get that last school year. So, you know, talking about baseball and softball and then boys and girls track and then also, you know, girls soccer as well. And I think bass fishing is going to get a state tournament series as well. So that kind of gives, you know, the some light at the end of the tunnel of kind of getting back to normal, where you're gonna crown some state champs this school year.
Yes, it does. And you know, that our board had looked out for the spring sport student athletes in particular in their action this past Monday to grant a state series that would culminate with the state final in the majority of our spring sports. Obviously was in recognition of the fact that they, our spring sports student athletes, lost their entire seasons last spring. And so, again, we have had to shorten this season, but the way we hope to finish it, you know, crowning state champions will, I think, will be welcomed, definitely be welcomed here with our staff. And we know member schools the same, that it's going to get us, hopefully, kicked off into the next school year where, you know, we'll get all sports seasons conducted with championship state series. But the ability for us to offer this to our spring sport student athletes was really important, and we're glad that, you know, the parameters of which we have to work in are going to allow it.
Yeah, so you brought up a good point then, segueing to next year. I know when I've talked to basically school administrators in our area, their hopes are that it's going to be back to normal in terms of, you know, the regular school day dismissing at around 3 o'clock. Now, there's still going to be mitigations in place, of course, leading into next school year. Do you think, and I think you were asked this before, you think, I mean, you feel pretty good about back to kind of a normal IHSA calendar next school year?
Yes, I do. Yes, I think we'll be able to start our fall sports on time and conduct those with state series and championships. It still remains yet to be seen, you know, where the limitations fall, if there's going to continue to be spectator limits or, you know, masking requirements what those, you know, the mitigations that we're asked to maintain during that time frame. But I do think that, you know, fall, many of our sports being outdoors, will allow for us to get those started on time. And then hopefully, you know, as things progress, and it's shown a nice, to me, a nice level of progression so far with the vaccines being out and, you know, the COVID cases trending down, the positivity tests trending down, that it leads me to believe that we should be able to return to some normalcy with our seasons and in addition, our state series.
And then, you know, as we wind down here talking with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson, and maybe this is kind of an ongoing issue for the staff, but I think about, like, you know, basically a debriefing after this thing is over, or maybe it's something that is ongoing. So is that something you look at doing when, you know, hopefully the pandemic will eventually end at some point and the impact will be over with high school sports? But is that something that you'll probably have to do and look at, well, how did we handle this? And if, heaven forbid, don't say it, Taylor, if there's another pandemic in our lifetime, how do we do this with, as it relates to high school sports?
Yeah, I think definitely we'll have to do that reflection. You know, there may be some things that we've done in the modifications that, you know, we're going to have to do this spring yet, or things we've done in the past that, you know, some of those things may make a lot of sense to institute differently. You know, many of our spring sports are going to be conducted with the throughout the regionals and sectionals, likely with the higher seed serving as the host. And that's going to be different. We don't know if it will be welcomed or if it's something that, you know, we need to go back to a traditional host. And so there's little things like that we've had to adjust. And we'll definitely do some reflection on a number of things. How we've, you know, navigated this, and, you know, our board and our staff will, and, you know, we'll take input from our membership as well, as we always do, to gain, you know, how, you said it, I'm not going to repeat it, that should this happen again, that we have a general idea and plan of how we might attack it.
All right. Well, hopefully we're inching our way back closer to normal, and good to see state tournament series resuming for the traditional spring sports later this school year. Craig Anderson, appreciate the visit today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me.
And you're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.